Hello there, and welcome to the Tech Means Business podcast. This is a series of podcasts, now into series two, avid listeners, where I talk to people in the places where technology and business come together. People who've got things to say, unique takes, a fantastic product to talk about, business plan, or a groundbreaking way of using digital stuff to change the way the world works. Today, we're moving out of the realm of traditional business and into what, in the UK, we call the third sector, which is the charity sector. My guest today is Tom Montague of TapSimple. Tom and his business partner, Alex Coleridge, started TapSimple as a way that people could give electronically, easily, to charity, and also give contactlessly. Is that an adverb? Anyway, forget the bucket of coins these days being rattled at you in the street. Think more about tapping your Apple Watch to a pay point in the street to contribute. That's the vision of TapSimple, or at least one of them. There's more to it than that, of course, but before I start running away with all the chat, Tom, perhaps you'll better introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you and the TapSimple project.
So I founded TapSimple in 2018 with my co-founder, Alex. And we'd been, it's a long story, but we'd been working on a campaign to help homelessness in London in 2015. It was kind of after hours stuff, but it was a cause that we were clearly passionate about. And part of that was to have contactless and chip and pin points set up around London, primarily around tube stations. And at this point, contactless was just really beginning to take off for commercial payments. But as far as the charity sector was concerned, it was very much in its infancy and seen as something for the bigger organizations. We didn't get to execute it, sadly, for various different reasons. And both Alex and I moved abroad for a while. But we realized a couple of things. One was that we work well together. Two was the voluntary sector needed some new technology and had actually been dealing with lots of legacy tech for a long time and a lack of investment in the sector generally. And thirdly, we were sort of passionate to help and do something good. So we both moved back to London and that was it really.
So let's just touch on some of the technology behind TapSimple. Were you writing code or was that Alex's bag? Did you subcontract the code out? How did all that come about?
Yeah, it's a good question. Neither Alex nor I have a kind of coding techie background, but we brought in someone early doors, a guy called Dom Hacking, who's now our head of development. And he's been great. He's been with us from kind of day one and has almost been a kind of third founder in the whole operation. Initially, as he said, it was just kind of freelance stuff, kind of bringing him in where we could afford him. And he's stayed and stuck with us through the journey. So it's amazing what you can pick up, not specifically around coding, but more around the product development side of the process. We are a technology company focused at the charity sector. So obviously we've had to really grow that tech team, and we're supported by a fantastic team out in Spain, in Barcelona. So they look after a lot of the back end stuff, and then the front end stuff we code here in London.
So I guess as time goes on and the project progresses, you'll be learning stuff like APIs and key exchange and all sorts of weird and wonderful stuff like that. Is that an area that comes easily to you, or is it a bit of a steep learning curve?
Yeah, all that fun stuff. I think when it's something you're involved in and you're actively looking at every day, you tend to pick it up quite quickly. And we always were very conscious about surrounding ourselves with people that did understand the industry and the jargon. So, for example, one of our board members, a guy called Rodney Bain, he's a founder at a payments company called Apex. Yep. Look them up. They're an awesome company doing great things. And he, again, we've known him for years, and he's been really influential in kind of guiding us through the process, conversations with various different gateway partners or whatever it is. We've always had him on hand to make sure we're doing the right thing. But yeah, we've picked up a lot. We're sort of 2.5-3 years into this journey. Still a lot to learn, but it's an exciting one.
From your accent there, Tom, obviously you're English, and I'm guessing your business partner, Alex, is as well. Is this project, is TapSimple just a UK project, or are you going overseas with it? Tell us a bit about that.
So currently we're just operating in the UK. We are just moving into Ireland in the next couple of months, which is a good next step. And then we've identified probably 2 to 3 other international markets that we think would really suit this technology. I mean, it's a very specific industry, the third sector, in other countries, and various the fundraising landscape looks quite different. For example, in Canada, it's very donor driven, very event driven. So it's quite a similar style of market as to the UK. Whereas if we look to the US, it's very much driven by universities. A lot of the philanthropy is done by high net worth individuals. So that might be a market that's sort of 3-4 years down the line rather than H1 next year. I think also there's so much to be done here. We've got, you know, 178,000 charities in the UK, with a combined income of 78 billion. So it's a massive, massive industry. And our proposition, our technology comprises of various different pieces of fundraising activity. So we can look after everything from contacts and chip and pin to online donations to ticketing to our own TapSimple video conferencing, which is very much fundraising focused. So we're able to support charities in lots of different ways. So we feel there's a lot to be done here before we look too actively elsewhere.
So as I understand it, you've got some good ethical venture capital behind you. There must have been some machinations, though, with regards business model. What do you give away for free? What do you charge people for? Who do you take money off? And so on and so forth. And what kind of went through your mind during the initial processes?
A good example here is our contactless and chip and pin product. When we first launched, our first business plan was all focused around handing these devices around to as many charities and organizations as we could. And then we would expect and rely on usage for our own income and revenue. But exactly as you say, there's a paying for something really gives it value and means it's not just left in a cupboard as an afterthought when you're on your way out to a London Marathon fundraising event or whatever it is. So we quickly changed that and evolved that business plan. We now charge £49 for one of our devices, which is still one of the cheapest in the market and really just about covers our own costs. But it's just about that psychology and mindset of paying for something means you're going to be much more mindful to use it.
Yeah, just to continue that psychological slant to the questions, do you think that if you had been developing a new payment method for, say, the private sector, you would have been charging a great deal more money for that payment device, a chip and pin device, £300-£500, something like that?
So I think even the commercial companies, if you look at iZettle, for example, you can pick up an iZettle for 16 quid, and they're obviously very SME commercial focused. I think for payment hardware, it's often about recuperating that initial kind of cost to you rather than trying to make too big a margins, because generally the revenue will come from usage and the rates and fees that you charge on donations or payments, whichever sector you're focused at.
Yes, I noticed on your website that you give that option that whoever's contributing to charity can actually cover the fees as well.
Absolutely, and it's one of the features we're probably most proud of. So we give the donor the option and ability to cover the platform fees, which includes both TapSimple's fees as well as any payment associated payment fees with that. And we see about an 88% uptake on that, which is pretty amazing. So we've got 88% of donors who understand and recognize that often these services do come at a cost for charities and voluntary organizations and are willing to cover them to make sure that extra little bit goes to the ultimate end benefactor.
And when you first started out, was it tempting just to aim TapSimple at those big charities? I mean, here in the UK, one thinks about Barnardo's or Guide Dogs for the Blind or the RNLI, for instance. Was that a temptation just to aim for those very well-established, quite well-off charities?
Well, our book, our kind of client book, comprises of the biggest and the smallest charities in the UK. So we We're very proud to have recently won the RFP and tender process for the Cancer Research UK. So they're one of the biggest fundraising charities in the UK. But as you said, we also work with grassroots, local, one event a year, one carol concert a year type organizations. So we really do cover the full spectrum and size of the sector, which is not always easy because the needs of a Cancer Research UK or Macmillan or NSPCC or Christian AIDS, kind of big fundraising charities, compared with a fantastic charity called the Icarus Trust, who look after families affected by members of that family who have addiction to drugs, alcohol, gambling, whatever it is. And we do that. They've got one carol concert every year, which brings in about £5,000. And that's a really significant chunk and proportion of their overall yearly income. And an organization like the Icarus Trust will not necessarily have the same requirements and needs as a big organization like Cancer Research UK. So it's often a balancing act between making sure our huge list of kind of roadmap of features covers both the needs of the smaller ones, mid-tier, but also the larger ones.
So far, Tom, we've been talking about contactless and electronic payments. I know as well, though, that TapSimple does offer a few more things besides, doesn't it?
So I can give you a bit of context and history on this. So when we first started the company, it was very much the idea to offer and facilitate contactless and chip and pin donations for charities, but always as a kind of wider ambition for the company, it was to build out this suite of fundraising products and services, and therefore our proposition to charities. So we always had a roadmap of products and services that we wanted to release over the next 2, 3, 5 years. What we didn't envisage was COVID lockdown and the effect that that was going to have on face-to-face fundraising. But weirdly, this year has actually been very exciting for us as a business because it's fast-tracked and accelerated a lot of that development work for around other products and services that we had in the pipeline. And we got them done much quicker this year. So we just completed the final bits of development on a ticketing platform, which we launched in February this year. Perfect time to launch, just as all in-person events were going to be banned for the next 4 to 5 months. What we quickly realized was that we could re-engineer a lot of the work, the development work that had been done for the ticketing service, and repurpose that more towards virtual events. So the virtual events package comprised of the ticketing service, which was suitable both for virtual events and in-person events. We also built our own video conferencing platform and our own online giving capabilities. And those three different core elements came together to make quite a useful virtual events package for charities. So charities can go onto our system, they can create an event with TapSimple, they can set a fundraising target, our system will automatically generate a video conferencing link, which they can then distribute to their supporters. They can host the event and engage with supporters on the TapSimple platform. And most importantly, they can raise donations by taking donations live during an event. And that's a really important thing because the way charities were previously engaging in a virtual capacity with their end donors, and I use the word engaging on purpose there, was they were using things like Zoom and YouTube and Facebook sometimes, and there wasn't always an obvious way to actually fundraise during these events. So what our service and capabilities do are they allow donors to actually give whilst they're on a virtual event. So they don't have to ever leave the page or the site. They can, it's a little pop-up window, and they continue to be engaged and entertained by whatever great event they're watching. And then the final part of that is our system will spin up an online giving link as soon as the event finishes, which is essentially similar to a Just Giving page that they can then distribute to their supporters, some that didn't get to go to the event or a wider group of people that they've got access to.
Now, I've heard it said that the demographic of people who give to charity is really quite distinct. It tends to be they're very young and they're very old. Now, obviously, with certain demographics, there are problems with attitudes towards digital payments. Is that something you've found? Is that something that's working with or working against TapSimple?
Yeah, this is definitely something we're always very conscious of. Over 65s are one of the most philanthropic groups in the country. And I think across the world, to be honest, we've done a lot of research. As I mentioned, Canada was a potential market we're looking at as a next stop. And we've done a lot of research on the donation landscape there. And again, it's the over 65s that are particularly prevalent in volunteering and general engagement with charities and other social organizations. It's not always easy. It's often quite daunting, these kind of platforms and services. But I think COVID is really made everyone aware that you can't necessarily just rely on walking around a cash envelope from door to door or a church service. And especially in the last 6 months, where cash has in some ways been seen as almost a dangerous way to transact payments and therefore donations. That's been a great sort of acceleration tool for us and our charities in engaging that that elder demographic to use these kind of systems and products. The other thing to note and where we spend a lot of our time is making it as user-friendly as possible. So making sure that to set up a TapSimple online giving page, for example, can be done in under 5 minutes. And you don't need to resize and recrop images to upload them. The text can be easily formatted. Often we'll ask the charities to provide templates for their users and supporters that they can then set up much quicker. So there's all that work that goes into making sure that our platform is incredibly accessible and user-friendly.
So we started with talking about you personally, Tom Montague of TapSimple. Can we finish on that same note as well? Where are you and where's TapSimple going to be in 10, 20 years?
We've got a lot of work to do. So I never try and think too long term. But certainly when we think about the next 5 to 10 years, I'd love to see the TapSimple brand being used and recognized across the UK and beyond. I've mentioned a couple of times markets that we're looking at next, and to really create a global and trusted brand and platform. A big ambition for us at TapSimple is for charities to have one place to control, manage, and ultimately optimize their fundraising. So we hate the fact that charities have to go to 5, 6 different suppliers to look after various different bits of their fundraising activity. For us, it's all about bringing that into one place and one space to offer their supporters one login detail or give a volunteer the option to fundraise with online capabilities, chip and pin capabilities, to set up a ticketed event really easily and simply and integrate ultimately all of them into one place. So I think to have that all up and running and working in its current format has been great. And we're all very proud of the work that we've done and the charities that we're now involved with. But to really scale that and bring that to the next level, we've got some really exciting products coming up in the next 12 to 18 months, which I can't give too much information on, but there's lots of work around kind of QR and some really exciting upgrades in the general payment space that I'm sure you would be aware of that we're going to be integrating into our system, which will make it even easier for fundraisers and volunteers and charity workers across the country to use our system.
So as the music comes up there in the background, that'll be telling you, subconsciously of course, that that's all we've got time for today. It only remains for me to thank you, the listener, for joining us, and to Tom Montague of TapSimple.
Thank you.
And I hope that you can all join me the next time on the Tech Means Business podcast. Bye for now.